third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you got to
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like...
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
I'm getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no...
So that's all that matters to you?
That's how...
Wait, that's...
Mickey's Dodgers, look.
Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Wednesday night bar talk.
James Harden.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah,
hot
Jimmy's
the idiot. If I score hot takes, he assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's Dougie and the boys. David has finally showed up after his vacation. So, David, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
We got Jonathan Ramirez on. Jimmy
Good
should be,
to be back.
Jimmy should be joining us in just a few. So, Dave, how was vacation?
It was good. The drive sucked.
Oh, you drove down?
Yeah. It's like 13 hours.
Not bad.
But besides that, it was mid to high 70s all week when I was down there.
Must be nice.
Very.
You brought it with you.
Yeah, I know.
It's like 50 today.
It's probably higher than that. It's probably like 62.
Yeah, that's why we've still been outside.
Yeah. Until it drops to 40. And we're going
to be freezing.
Set up the fire pit before we come outside.
Yeah, we'll be in the studio.
That's true.
Oh, here he is. I hope there's no too much echo.
Yeah, blah.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Welcome to the show. Why is it upside down?
Just changed it.
Must be nice.
And Jimmy's turning into a vampire on us.
He's moving his laundry now.
No, just a little thing I had on the side. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's up, Jimmy?
Not
How you
much.
Been?
I'm getting better.
That's good. Why is your thing say fallen?
That is my IG account.
All right, because I was confused why it said fallen.
Yeah, it's supposed to say trust the drust.
Yeah, it's supposed to say your name, like, so people know who you're talking to.
I can do fallen, too. It don't matter. I can change it later.
Yeah, you can. All right, so let's get started with some local football. Giants season is basically over. Jets still have some question marks. Where do you guys see the New York Jets going?
Jets, nowhere.
Yeah, I don't think they go anywhere far.
They don't. The way it's been playing out, especially the past two games.
Rodgers is talking about coming back mid-December.
Yeah, mid-December.
But then I don't think it's... The animosity in that locker room, like nobody... They just cut Michael Carter.
Which is fucking
after a team
stupid.
Meeting.
Yeah,
if anything, they should have cut Cook. Cook was talking about getting traded. Like he was talking to front office about trade destinations. They should have moved him instead of...
Yeah. It made no sense to me. Well, the AFC East is wide open for anyone at this point. You never know who's in the game.
And we
there.
Said that,
know,
to be honest, that it was just going to be...
Quiet. We're not talking about your team.
We mentioned that. They're going to be beating each other up the entire
AFC
season.
AFC East, baby.
Notice how like
three games back? Four games back?
You're not winning it.
Out of what, seven games left?
We're not talking about the Patriots right now. We'll say that for
They still do have a chance.
At 2-8.
But listen, the Jets went on a four-game winning streak. They're on a two-game losing skid right now, but that could change. Same thing
Patriots
with the Patriots.
Hopes are getting slower and slower.
I don't know.
It's late in the season. You're 2-8. Are the Giants going on a run? Absolutely not. That we know.
With Tommy DeVito, you never know.
Yeah, listen.
He might make a couple calls. Hey, listen.
A guy that lives at home with his mom still might come out, want that big paycheck.
You never know.
I heard Tommy DeVito got some mafia connections. He might make some calls. Get some game winners going on.
Well, we all know that the play calls have been fucking up in the air with that.
Yeah. Giants. Yeah.
Like, you watch some of the plays and you're like, why did you just call that play instead of this one?
Like going back to that Jets game, that was fucking retarded at the fourth and one.
Yeah, Saquon, who averages, what, 5 yards a carry?
He's probably out the door.
And you had 1 yard to go and you threw the ball?
And you were on the other side of the field. So even if it was turnover on downs, Jets have to make it all across the field.
Yeah.
To get a TD. So I don't know. That was weird.
I mean, when I went third thing now is just running and just passing to Wilson. That's it.
Yeah, basically.
That's all it is. My brother said the other day, it was hysterical. He's like, only thing they're gonna do is run the ball at Hall and then pass it to Wilson. That's it.
Like when I went to the Charger Jet game, Lazard would have the ball right in his chest and he'd drop it.
Yeah.
He's used to A-Rod throwing him.
Those inconsistencies are what's killing them on offense. Whether it's with Zach, Lazard.
Yeah. New York football has been tough this year.
Yeah. No chemistry.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, it is time for my favorite segment of this show where we do our picks and we do our bracket for the Super Bowl. I think last week we had a different matchup. Normally it's Miami and Philly. Normally it's Philly, Kansas City. So we'll see who we pick this week. Interesting. I think last week, Jimmy, we had Baltimore and Philly, right?
Yes, we had
BW. We had Baltimore and Philly. So there's new.
I think that's the second time.
So there's new teams coming in this playoff picture that we
have. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll have our Super Bowl bracket.
Hold on,
because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So well,
look at that water behind me, James.
Because you are probably known for losing a lot of bets, especially when it comes to the horse racing.
My lightning five picks. These are the ones I like. I mean, I love them. In my picks, you'll hear them later on. Yeah, that is my best bet.
You'll hear it and stuff's better.
Yes, that is my best bet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
It feels so much better knowing you guys get to say that, because if Jimmy says it, he screws it up.
Not my show.
Nah, I know, but it's an easy slogan.
They
came up
the name. They I guarantee they practiced that line many times before.
I came natural.
Yeah, it came natural.
Ain't no natural witch. Anyway, let's continue.
Yeah, let's get this rolling. It's time for our picks, which is on playoffpredictors.com. So let's give a shout out to that wonderful website that we use.
Oh, Jimmy gets to see it on his end now.
Yeah,
oh,
Jimmy.
Yay.
Jimmy gets to see everything.
Yeah.
Especially Mike.
So
I ain't that stupid. I ain't that stupid. I've been hanging out with you too much.
Yeah. So let's get
you
started.
You got me at the bar the other night.
So let's get started with the AFC versus NFC. Jonathan, that's going to be you.
Damn, we don't even get to pick a number this week?
No.
Fuck.
NFC is going to be David, and AFC is Jimmy. So let's start with Jonathan. AFC versus NFC. Your first game is the Cardinals versus the Texans.
Ooh,
Texans. Easy money.
I don't know about that, bro. Kyler Murray's back.
Chargers and Green Bay.
I'm going to go Chargers. They're on a good streak right now.
Yeah, they're getting hot.
Vikings, hot. Denver.
Damn. I don't know, man, because Denver's also hot.
Yeah, this could go so the way.
So are Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Vikings, though. I'm going to go with Vikings.
Yeah, you got
Dobbs season.
Yeah, but the Vikings secondary is shit, though.
You mean dub season?
Move on.
Yeah. Carry on.
Get some dubs.
I'm not going there. All right, now it's the Kelce Bowl, otherwise known as the Taylor Swift game. Philly and Kansas City.
Damn. I think KC bounces
That's
back.
That's the rematch.
Yeah, I think KC bounces back. And they get
Super
a W.
Super Bowl rematch, bro.
Yeah.
Oof.
All right, AFC time is Jimmy. First off, Bengals, Baltimore.
Jesus, you gave me the hard one, too. What the rip.
Yeah, it's a divisional game, bro. What the fuck?
That's tonight.
Yes. I know.
Finally,
they both lost, and they're going to play hard. I'm probably going to go with Cincinnati.
Good.
Yeah, I agree.
Respect that.
I feel like Baltimore got a better defense. So.
It's a toss-up, but I'm going to go. They both have good defenses.
Yeah, it really is a toss-up.
Cincinnati. Vegas and Miami.
Miami.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
Pittsburgh.
Tennessee, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. They bounced back after that blowout.
The Jets and Buffalo.
Buffalo.
By 30.
God, yeah, right. Not with that defense.
I'm going with the Jets.
Stephon Diggs going on the clamps, boy.
Zach Wilson didn't really do anything. Zach Wilson.
You also got
to
remember, it's a divisional game.
In Buffalo. And they just lost.
In Buffalo, yeah.
Like they're gonna win.
I think Buffalo wins that game. I'm not gonna lie, but not by 30.
Yeah, it's not gonna be.
All right, by 20.
You're fucking crazy.
Dig 2+ touchdowns.
All right, Big Dave, your turn. Chicago, Detroit.
You got the shitty games, bro.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I'm gonna go Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit takes that easy.
Dallas, Carolina.
Dallas.
Giants, Washington.
Division game. Mm. I'm going to go Washington. They've been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
Tampa, San Fran.
That's not a bad one.
I'm going Tampa.
What?
Over not San Fran? Yeah. Chase Young? Mick Bosa?
I'm going Tampa.
In San Francisco?
I'm going with Tampa, too.
I'm going Tampa.
San Francisco.
I mean, there's going to be some upsets. There always is.
Yeah. You got to remember, there's always the heavily favored team has always lost that week.
Yeah.
So you got to think, usually Kansas City or Philly are the heavily favored team, but they're playing each other.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty toss up. Who's Miami playing again?
Vegas.
Vegas.
It's another heavily favored team.
Yeah, but I think they blow them out, though.
And then Seattle.
Achane's back.
Seattle versus the Rams?
Yeah.
And Stafford's back for that game, too.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I don't know, man, because Seahawks are good.
Their defense is good.
They won the first game, too. And they
I'm
going to
go Rams. I'll go Rams.
All right, now it's time for the best part of the show.
Playoffs?
Our Super Bowl bracket. No, you're a Yankee fan, so you don't know.
Playoffs?
Damn.
Oh, we know
cool.
about, I think we know about like 27 of them or something like that, right?
Huh?
I think we know about 27 playoffs, something like that.
27 playoffs.
Rings.
All right, wild card round. All right, you want to make this a collective vote?
Yeah.
We can do that.
I'm good. I'm cool with that.
All right. So Miami versus Baltimore, I'm going with Baltimore.
On a wild card?
Yeah.
On a wild card spot, I'm going to go Miami. They're only going to get better. Defense is getting better.
Jonathan?
I'm going to go Miami. Baltimore's been choking like on big
Jimmy?
Games.
I'm probably going Miami.
All right, so it's 3-1. All right. Dallas and Tampa. We're going to go 1-1.
I'll go with Dallas.
Dallas.
Hell yeah.
Dallas.
Houston, Pittsburgh. I'm going Houston.
You know what's funny?
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh.
I'm gonna go Houston.
I'm going with Pittsburgh.
All right, you got the tiebreaker.
In reality, I think CJ might win, but CJ might
get better. Houston's getting better and better. I feel like
yeah, should have been the number one.
Pittsburgh, like, you never know if the receivers are gonna show up. Mm-hmm. If Najee's gonna show up, Warren's been playing well.
If we can establish that running game and then take the ball out of Stroud's hand, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you guys have to feed Warren more.
Yeah, I think that's gonna happen more because he's been getting the ball more. He's on my draft. He's been doing pretty good for me.
Yeah.
Minnesota and San Fran.
That's a good matchup right there.
I got Minnesota.
I take Minnesota.
Over San Fran, bro?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm with Jonathan. I'm going with San Fran.
Yeah, I'm going with San Fran.
All right, who gets to the tiebreaker?
Rochambeau. All
right, ready? 1, 2, 3. San Fran, motherfucker. Right, so San Fran
wins this one.
You were?
Seattle, Detroit.
In my
Detroit.
Head, I'm myself paper, and I still
throw off. Seattle, Detroit. I go with Seattle.
Seattle I'll versus go, Detroit?
Yeah.
I'll go with Detroit.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Lions.
I'll stick with the Lions.
All right, so 3-1.
You got Gibbs. You got Amon-Ra back.
Yeah. Monty's back.
Oh, and then Cleveland, Jacksonville. Jacksonville.
Yeah, they lost. Jackson. They lost Watson. PJ Walker's their guy now. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Jaguars.
All right, AFC side, NFC side. All right, let's go. Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Miami, Kansas City, San Fran, Detroit, Dallas, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Jacksonville. Who do you got? I got Jacksonville.
I don't know. I'm gonna go with.
I like Jacksonville because. Late in the stretch, they always find a way to, like, come back and win a game.
Yeah, and Etienne is a fucking monster, bro.
Yeah, I paid to say it, Buffalo Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Good. Jacksonville. All right. Kansas City, Miami.
Oh, that's the early.
I got Kansas City.
If Tua don't screw up, I'm going Miami.
I gotta go Miami.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Miami.
I've been riding Miami.
Yo, Kansas City has been like subpar this year, bro.
Yeah, and like the only Travis Kelce has not been playing well.
Nah,
he only plays well for some reason when Taylor Swift's in the building. But
you gotta show off.
Last game, what do he have like 20 freaking reception, 20 yards?
Yeah, that was it.
He didn't really do nothing because they just kept doubling him.
Yeah, they found the loophole there, and they right now they're sticking to it.
Yep.
All right, NFC side, we got San Fran versus Detroit. I got San Fran.
San Fran.
I'm going to go Lions. That's going to be a crazy. I want to see that matchup, bro.
I'm going to go San Fran.
3-1.
Dallas, Philly.
In the playoffs.
Philly.
Dallas versus Philly?
Yeah.
That's going to be a good-ass game. Yeah, but Philly takes that.
Philly takes that.
Yeah, Philly takes that.
That's going to be the Hurts and AJ effect.
All right. Conference championship time. Repeat of last year and an all-Florida one this year. Miami-Jacksonville.
Hell no.
Nah, Miami. Against Jacksonville?
Crazy.
Philly-San Fran. Philly.
I'm going to go Philly.
Philly. San Fran? Yeah, I'm going to go Philly.
It's the issue I have with San Fran is that they've been exposed the last three games that they lost when McCaffrey has been held at the line of scrimmage. They could not score. So if he cannot find a way to go down the field to Brandon Ayuk then the rest of the players, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
And also Debo. Because you notice when Debo came back, they trashed motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's also Debo.
If they hold McCaffrey the whole time, you're not showing us the rest. You have to show us you can go downfield as well. You can't rely on McCaffrey all the time.
Debo's a dual threat, though. He could run and he could catch as well.
Yeah, but a lot of teams are. They're learning the scheme of San Fran. If Debo's in the backfield, it's a pitch to him. Everybody knows it. If Debo's on a motion, it's a pitch to him. If McCaffrey's back there, half the time it's to McCaffrey.
Yeah. But also different schedule, and as we're looking too, they have an easy schedule coming up. So, like, they're definitely – there's some games that are tough, but some games are, that could be very easy for them.
I think they just got to get their receivers more downfield.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Well, that's on Brock Purdy, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's on Brock to get him downfield.
Again, if you're joining us, this is the Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Survival Broadcasting, the Doug Survival Show. All right, our Super Bowl now is Miami and Philly. Who do we got?
You know what I'm sticking to?
I'm going with Miami.
Going Miami all day.
All right,
I
Miami.
Got Philly.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Philly.
All right, tiebreaker time. Who's got it?
It's Rochambeau, bitches. Wow. Come
Must
on, Dave.
Be nice.
2-0-2
Philly, on, baby. Dave.
All right, so last night, Blake Snell won the National League Cy Young.
Yep.
And then Garrett Cole somehow won the American League Cy Young. And I'm like
this
sitting here like, what the hell? Why
so,
did he get it?
So who do you think?
Out of all the pitchers that got it, Garrett Cole? Come on. All
right, so name three pitchers, three other pitchers. That should have gotten the award.
No, I'm kidding. I'm happy for Garrett. He deserves it. We've said it all year that Cole was probably going.
Yeah, we knew that.
They called from the beginning, too, that he was going to win.
Yeah, we had that. He was playing so well.
Yeah.
He was consistent. That was the thing. All season, he was consistent.
Yeah. I just had to get Dave going somehow.
Must be
nice. He deserves it. Great pitcher. I think tonight's the MVP winner. Who wins that? I think it's going to be Corey Seager somehow.
Favorite.
Possibly.
It's Ohtani, Seager, Simeon, and then it's Betts, Freeman, and...
I think Seager gets it.
They're going to get it. And then Ronald Ohtani, bro. He's the freaking face right now.
I think Corey Seager's going to get it.
You want Corey to get it, but David actually might be right because it's very political.
I don't know.
Ohtani is the face of MLB right now.
Yeah,
he got hurt the last, 10 games of the season?
Yeah, and it was the last 10 games, so he played most of the season. He might get it, bro. All
right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We have much more to get to. We're going to have our Throwback Thursday, some hot takes, some more predictions. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll see you guys next time. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by...
Unsolicited role models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
You're like, it's more than just Joe Biden though. Like it's just like people even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way. For us to gather some
I'll be looking for another job after this is all, I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that Mike...
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things you can have checked out.
So, talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Actually, can get in there and do things. Donald Trump Jr.
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Yvonne or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah, Jimmy's the idiot.
That's crazy. He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And
Dolphins. And now a little bit. Now they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight?
No. 5-2.
Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
Delusional.
How am I delusional? I want to ask you that.
Take away it.
All right, Dave. Patriots, Washington.
That's a win.
He's going to say W.
So three and six.
Colts.
That's a win.
4-6.
Patriots are going to start making their run.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Cerravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got Jonathan Ramirez, Jimmy Drust, David Mendoza on Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, what's this Dave hate?
I'm not hating on Dave. I'm just saying he's delusional. He's a delusionist.
It's either the Yankees or the Patriots.
But come on.
I'm delusional for believing that the Patriots are going to beat the Reds, the Commanders, and the Colts.
Yo, we almost got canceled.
You know they're fighting to get the name changed back?
Yeah, it's so silly,
yeah,
bro.
I heard that. But I'm just saying, when we do our picks per week, it's you got to be realistic. You got to be a sports analyst.
I was being realistic. What did we lose by both games?
No, I mean, to be honest.
One score.
You even picked the Commanders.
Yeah, one score. But Patriots could have won.
But they're not going to go on
you
a run.
They both did.
They're not going on a run.
If they would have won those both that. Games, that would have been a run.
You know that. Jimmy knows that.
Because Patriots are putting up points, so it's very possible.
The thing with Dave.
Unlike the Giants, bro.
The wrong way. But the thing with Dave is he still lives in that Tom Brady era, that Bill Belichick era, that they're going to be on top of the world and be Super Bowl contenders.
It's the Commanders and the Colts.
But they're 2-6.
Colts were playing a backup quarterback.
2-6, though.
Okay. I didn't say that they were going to go on a run and make the playoffs.
We just played the clip.
No,
the Patriots are going on a run.
Did I say that they're going to go on a run and make the playoffs? Because you're making it seem like I was talking about going on a run and make the playoffs.
I said what they would say.
If they would have won three games in a row, that's a run right there.
Well, at the start of the season, you said they're going to have more wins than the Jets.
Okay, at the start of the season, you said the Giants were making the playoffs.
As a prediction.
Okay.
Never guaranteed.
As a prediction.
You did, never guaranteed. We are good about it. You said they're going to the playoffs.
Hold on. For a team that lost to the Cowboys twice this year, got blown out basically by both games, and then you lost to the Raiders with a backup quarterback, Aiden O'Connell, who nobody heard his name of.
Well, they beat the Jets too, so that's not even
– doesn't matter.
Let's not even act like they're –
how much did the Jets lose by? Hold on. What was the score for that game?
Just bad team. The Raiders are not a bad team.
What was the score for that game, though?
What, 16-13?
All right. You guys got blown out by them.
Because Jets got defense.
Okay. But I'm not saying here, Giants are going on a run, baby. We're 2-6.
Whoa. If you had an easy schedule coming up, you would say it.
Well, I look in the mirror and see that we don't have an offensive line. It's realistic. Here we are, the Patriots have.
Yeah, because you're playing with a third-string quarterback. It's realistic for you guys. We still have a starting quarterback.
Mac Jones.
Okay.
Mac Jones.
Who wins games? Who has 10 touchdowns this season?
Who has more losses at Gillette Stadium in his career, more than ever Tom Brady had. Throughout his whole 20-year career in New England. His whole 20-year.
Mac Jones is 3 seasons in.
And he has more losses at Gillette Stadium than Tom Brady has ever had in his career.
For 3 seasons, how many seasons did Brady play?
20.
Okay.
And he tied Brady. Come on.
You're talking about 3 seasons, and then you're comparing him to Tom Brady.
More losses, though, in 3 seasons. That's bad.
You're comparing him to Tom Brady. Name our wide receiving crew.
I never compared him to Tom Brady.
You just did.
He's bad. He has more losses than Tom Brady.
That's comparing him. How could you compare him to Tom Brady?
You're comparing.
I'm just saying, you can't.
You are comparing him.
You can't think the Patriots are going to be this good team.
I never said that. I said we possibly make the wild card and probably losing the wild card. I never predicted a Super Bowl championship.
Never said you did.
Unlike Giants fans, yeah, this is our year. Super Bowl, baby. Daniel Jones, we got Saquon back.
Hold on. When did I say this is our year? Tell me when I said that.
It's Giants fans. What do you expect? They always say that every year.
I never said that, though.
They do. Just like me, but Jets fans.
But when did I say, oh, the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl this year, baby?
It's all right, bro. New York fans is just like that.
It's a little ridiculous when you have them go with it for conference championships.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
Holy
shit. We're 6-3.
Don't matter. The Steelers.
Yo, Steelers got the best record out of all our teams, bro.
Doesn't matter. We got a good record coming up, and we're looking pretty good right now.
I just love how you guys get riled up.
You're the one who gets riled up.
I'm not riled up. Am I riled up right now? No. I'm enjoying this.
You're riled up.
As a Steelers fan, I'm chilling right now. It's all between you three.
Yeah.
I can't say nothing.
But I'm just saying, you can't sit here and say that the Patriots are going to go on a run knowing what you have in front of them.
The Commanders, the Colts, the Giants.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Commanders have a quarterback that leads the league in receiving.
And we almost beat them. We lost by one score.
Pretty good, though. I ain't going to lie.
You act like the Commanders are this bad team.
And we almost beat them. We lost by one score.
And you lost to the Colts.
Colts are fancy.
So at 2-8, you have to accept reality.
They could have went on a run. They lost by a score.
It's over now.
You never know.
Yo, he wants you to...
I want him
to
what?
Explode. He wants
to
you
bend
to,
a knee so bad.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
To wave the white flag and bend the knee.
Yeah, wave the white flag. It's over, pal.
You never know.
Yeah.
You're 2-8. You can't go on a run.
You can't. Everybody in the AFC East lost this past weekend except for Miami because they were on a bye week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it happening.
Right now, it's looking wide open for Miami to take that division, though.
Oh, yeah, it is.
The team that I said was going to take the division.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about that on Dougie and the Boys.
But they might.
No, you always said Miami was. Jonathan was the one that said Miami has no shot. You did say that.
With Tua's concussion, he said.
Yeah, he was going to get hurt.
He's had Tua got a concussion, yeah.
You're going to get so, like, tense every time he has the ball.
Tua's got the braids now.
For the season.
This is probably when he gets injured now because he got the fucking braids. His head is wound too tight. He's all fucked up.
Oh, that's fucked.
You all right,
Jimmy? The crazy part is that it wasn't Tua this year. It was Waddle. That was hurt.
Yeah, Waddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you got Tyreek and then the other receiver.
Yeah, Tyreek's a cheat code.
Yep.
Just put that man on a streak.
All right, so Jimmy, you ready for our next segment?
Oh. I don't think I am. I don't know what's going on.
You were here last week for it.
What, the hockey one? No.
No.
Oh, the Sengandi.
No. I lost the... Go ahead, you can play. I forgot already.
All right, hold on. All right, so we're going to do this like once a month. So
you just did it last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, we did it last week.
Yeah, but you guys weren't here on the show.
Oh, okay.
So once a month, we're going to do our own NBA playoff
NBA bracket. Okay, now I remember.
Yeah, just to see what we have per month. So we're going to do the same thing we do for NFL. So I'll give you each a matchup, and then you guys can pick who you think's going to advance. All right, so... This is based on the current standing, so we're going to start with David. Lakers, Warriors, who wins that first play-in game?
That's a good fucking game.
Lakers, Warriors, that's going to be tough. I think the Lakers still beat them. All
right, Jonathan. Suns, Pelicans, who wins the second Western Conference play-in game?
Suns. Yo, Pelicans are looking a little weird right now. Zion's Cavaliers. Trying really hard to buy in.
It's crazy because the Warriors are looking funny, too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're looking funky.
Like, Klay hasn't been playing well at all.
The past two seasons.
Yeah. It's like Curry's holding that team together still.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I got the Cavaliers beating the Magic.
Of course you do.
And then Jimmy, Hawks and Knicks.
I'm going to go with the Knicks.
Yeah.
Bias.
No, I mean, you could do
No, nah, I think they do win.
I think, yeah, I think they have the edge right now.
Dude, they're probably pretty good right now.
All right. Suns, Warriors, Jonathan, who do you have winning this one?
Suns.
All right. Cavaliers, Hawks, and I got the Hawks.
Over the Cavaliers?
Yeah. All right.
Shooting is just insane on that Hawks team.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, Murray, Trey.
All right, Jonathan, we're starting with you. We're going to start with the West. Suns, Nuggets.
Oh, that's one tough game right there.
The fuck,
well,
bro?
This is for the series.
That is tough.
I'm gonna go with the Nuggets, though.
Not what you said last year.
Yeah, no. But they proved me wrong.
They proved themselves.
Yeah, they proved themselves. They proved me wrong. Because I said until they prove me wrong, I'm going to think that they choked because that's what they were doing.
Might as well go with the Nuggets all the way then.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Celtics, Hawks.
Celtics.
David, Rockets, Thunder.
I'm going to go Thunder.
I okay like that.
So Thunder finally make it in?
I think the Thunder.
I think they can. They have a good young talent squad.
Yeah, they do.
Who's over there? Shy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guy averages like 35 points a game.
Pacers, Bucks. I got the Bucks.
I got the Pacers right now.
I'll go with the Bucks.
The way the teams are playing right now, Bucks got some defensive struggles that they're dealing with.
David, Kings, Timberwolves.
Oh. I'm going to go Kings.
Yeah, I will go Kings.
I have the Kings.
Oh, no. Anthony Edwards is like, that's MJ's son, bro.
Yeah, but he can't go by himself.
Yeah, he can't. He can't.
Jonathan, Nets, Heat.
I'm going to go with the Nets. But the Heat stay doing this, bro. They look like shit. Well, last season they did it. They didn't look good.
Jimmy looks horrible this season, though.
Yeah, they didn't look good. And then they did just enough to get into the playoffs. They got into the play-ins. Yeah. Then once they got into the playoffs, boom.
Mm-hmm. I think Jimmy jinxed himself with emo Jimmy.
Because he must be emo all season, bro.
Lakers and Dallas.
It's a tough one.
The match between... LeBron and Kyrie. Woo.
You know you want to pick the Lakers, bro.
I like Dallas.
I like Dallas. Way AD's playing. It's on.
Oh, yeah, right. Right now, AD is.
Yeah.
Kyrie and Luka are working. Jimmy, Sixers, Knicks.
And that new kid on Dallas, too.
Lively. I don't know, because that. This is a tough one because
I got
the
on my
Sixers are playing pretty
too.
Good, but I think the Knicks might take the advantage.
Knicks,
so you got the Knicks?
I got the Knicks.
Knicks over who?
Sixers.
You bugging, bro. You bugging. The way Sixers are playing?
They're good right now. We don't know how they're going to do down the road.
Round two. We got the Thunder versus Nuggets. Jonathan, who do you got?
Nuggets.
All right, on the East, Celtics, Bucks. I got the Bucks.
I still think the Celtics.
Yeah, I would take the Celtics.
I would take the Celtics as well.
But I'll let you have your pick.
David, Knicks, Nets.
Wow.
Yo, that would be an amazing playoff game to go to.
Nets.
That would be an awesome playoff game to go to.
It would be. Tickets would be mad expensive.
Yeah, the tickets
would
be $1,000.
Bro, they're like fucking $400 on a regular season game.
Jimmy, Kings, Mavericks.
Ooh. Give me the Mavericks.
All All right, now it's time for the conference finals. Mavericks, Nuggets. Jonathan.
I'm sticking with the Nuggets.
Yeah, I don't think the Mavs.
The Nuggets still got the depth.
Rebound wise and all that.
Yeah.
All right, now the East finals, the Nets or the Bucks?
I gotta go Bucks.
Bucks.
Yeah, I would go Bucks over the Nets.
Nets are still young. They can score points, but when those lights hit.
They fucked up giving up Jared Allen. Big mm-hmm. time, bro.
Now it's time for our NBA Finals matchup and pick. Collective vote. Bucks, Nuggets. I got the Bucks.
Nuggets.
Yeah, I go with Nuggets.
Jimmy. Nuggets. All right.
With the two-peat.
So the Nuggets repeat. That's our bracket. And then we'll revisit this in December to see how it shakes up.
Not gonna lie, NBA's been looking like shit this season.
Yeah, I really don't care about the NBA this
it's
year.
It's the refs. They're ruining the fucking. They're ruining the game. That.
Players are hurt early now. A lot of like foot, like a foot injury.
Yeah.
Or a shoulder sprain. Like, why? How are you getting hurt this early in the season? Doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense on how, what's going on.
And then. I mean, I get it. It's a whole different era of basketball. But you listen to, like, these guys back in the day, and they were saying how they played hurt all the time. I mean, it's not the – I'm not saying it's the right way to play, but the competitive nature back in the day was a lot higher than this time around.
Yeah, a lot different.
I think it's also now, the way they're getting paid, they rather just sit out. Like, they're getting paid good money, and they want to make sure –
camera angles.
They want to make sure they're able to last, like they're durable and they last long.
I don't know. It's like we play NBA fantasy, and I'm not even into that.
Yeah, I'm really not this year. Might be the last year we do it.
Like once in a while.
No, actually, NBA fantasy you have to change every single day.
Yeah, that's why I don't do hockey or baseball because it's like I'm wasting too much time trying to figure it out.
No, yeah. It's with football. It's like football. It's every Thursday and Sunday.
Yeah, football, it's once a week. You really got to check your lineup.
Yeah,
and,
basketball,
you know,
you have to do
I gotta,
it every day.
I just got to make this statement right here.
Here we go.
Because it's been on my mind. It's been on my mind
Damn,
all week.
Flip the hat.
It's been on my mind all week, and I have to make this statement.
Fuck.
So a few weeks ago, a lot of people have written me off. A lot of people have written me off, and I quote Geno Smith on that. But I never called back. Your boy. Is 4-6 after starting 1-5. If he wins today, if he wins this week, he'll be 5-6. But I forgot. I was the one that's going to pay for the tab because for some reason I'm an automatic loser.
Well,
I didn't tell you to freaking start making matches, like making plays.
No, don't even make up that random bullshit. Don't go there, Jimmy.
I'm gonna say this.
Don't go there. Don't
go
there.
You gotta feel a win somehow, some way. All right.
Don't go there.
How?
Yeah. You're not my. You don't control my team. I do.
But
we're 4-6.
Yeah.
We're 4-6 after saying I'm done.
And he helped you out.
Paying the tab.
I helped you out.
Have fun
though.
Paying our drinks because I'm the loser.
Jimmy,
I lost.
Jimmy helped you out.
Don't even give me that bullshit.
I did.
Don't even give me that bullshit. Did you pick up the players? Did you pick up the players? Hold on. Did you pick up the players?
No, but did I tell you to pick up players?
You said you may want to make some moves. But that has nothing to do with my team.
All I got to say is you got to feel some wins somehow, some way.
Yeah, and I'm
because at the end of the season, we'll see who's talking.
Yeah, we'll see who's talking.
When you still have 4 wins at the end of the season, dog.
Because I'll be at 5 this weekend.
Right.
He's projected to beat you, dog.
Yeah, I'm projected to beat you, Johnny boy.
Dude, projections do not matter whatsoever. Like in the other league that I'm in, I've been the past 3 weeks projecting between 101 to 110. I've been getting anywhere between 124 to 160,
that's
bro.
But you guys ripped me off.
Huh?
You guys said I'm done. Have fun paying the tab. Did you or did you not say that?
Yeah, but still, you're still counting chickens before they hatch.
I'm not counting chickens before I hatch, but my team is on a run. Wait, I forgot. It's illegal to say that my team could go
now
on a run.
Now you're good.
Oh, wait.
I
wait,
forgot.
You're on a run?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. After starting, wait, what were you? 1-6?
One and
oh,
fucks?
But now you're on a run?
Yeah. You
oh
might,
my
wait.
God.
We won three.
But it's wrong for
time.
Me to say the Patriots are going to go on a run.
You got to look at realistic. You got to look realistic when it comes to that.
I couldn't see my team's.
He is.
No, but everyone knows the Patriots are rebuilding. Realistically, yeah. You're rebuilding.
Yeah, but we were playing the Commanders and the Colts.
Any team could win on any given day.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You just
must
be nice.
You just fucked with that.
Must be nice.
I never said that. Never said that.
Must be nice.
Say whatever you want.
Oh, my
Say
God.
Say whatever you want.
Must be nice.
Okay. We got to head to a commercial break. Then we'll have more to get to when we come
like
back.
Your own mom is training.
Must
be training you, bro.
Nice. You guys are something else. I hope you guys know that. We'll be right back.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So I
look at that water behind me, James.
Jesus says in the scripture, they need to live their experience of it.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Harden. No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah,
hot
Jimmy's
the idiot. Buys for hot takes.
He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? No, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
Third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
They're getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no.
So that's all that matters.
That's
to you?
That's how.
Wait, that's.
Mickey's Dodgers.
Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcasting. So, Dougie and the Boys, episode 6-8 has been updated and it's been posted to Apple Podcasts, so you can find those now. Listen to them in your car ride to work, wherever you want to go. Listen to them on your nice walk. Great episodes. So, now it's time for some hot takes, some predictions. So, boys, throw it my way.
Who's up first? Jimmy boy?
Oh, I mean, I got nothing, so I mean
I think I had something.
I've been more on my health than I have been on hot takes.
Hot takes.
Let's go into it.
You said I was gonna get riled up today, David.
Must be nice.
You were riled up.
You were riled up.
No, I wasn't riled up. I was talking loud. I wasn't riled up.
I was talking loud.
Difference. I have a hot take.
Your leg was twitching, man. I think you were riled up.
No, it wasn't. I have a hot take.
We're not above any fault lines, bro. It's not like there's a fucking earthquake going on.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
First of all, I'm cold.
Oh. Nah, you said it's nice out. It's 50 degrees
out
here.
It's a little chilly.
Nah.
When you're wearing shorts.
Yeah, why are you out here wearing shorts?
And flip-flops. Because I'm a cruise goer, that's why.
You think you're Dominican, that's why.
Hey, Russell Wilson, system quarterback. He's going back to the old system. 16 passing touchdowns all last season, 18 in his first 9 games.
I saw that.
What did we say?
System quarterback.
Wasn't there a guy that
they're still not going to do good.
That's right.
Yeah, I did say that.
Jonathan Ramirez.
And he's gotten better. Russell Wilson
LeBron
got better.
LeBron's been playing better football, looking and he's been playing better football.
Yeah. They're a sleeper team.
But I forgot.
You know what? The Broncos could be so much better if they utilized Mims more, too.
But when you think about it, every quarterback is a systems quarterback. There is a
not
system.
Really.
There's
not
a
really.
System. No, yeah,
Tom Brady wasn't a system quarterback.
Yeah, he was. There's a
nope,
system
he
in play.
More audibles than anything.
No,
but
maybe at
Brady
first,
was not a system quarterback.
Yes, he was.
Look, what, do you want me to get to the David Robinson?
Hold on.
Look at what's going on with the Patriots without Tom Brady.
Real quick, hold on.
But I forgot, it's Bill Belichick's system.
Nah, he's a
it's
GOAT.
Bill Belichick.
He's a GOAT. He's a very good quarterback.
Mac Jones would be good right now.
But you, even if you're calling audibles, it all depends on your players and the system you have on hand.
It all depends on your players.
Just like with Mahomes.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider.
Just like with Mahomes when he had different receivers. Look, when he had Hill. And look with Kelce, when you only
Mahomes
have one option.
The best quarterback in the league. What are you saying?
Get the fuck out of here. Russell Wilson is better than Mahomes this season, bro.
I say this. You can't call maybe – in the beginning of the season, Tom Brady became a system quarterback. But later on down the line, he became his own quarterback. The guy called more audibles than anything. He would read the defense. If he was a system quarterback, he would be following the exact script that they were giving him every time. Maybe calling an audible here and there. But Brady would read defense like no other player.
Yeah, but Russell,
Aaron Rodgers reads defense. He calls audibles.
Russell calls audibles. Every quarterback does that. Every quarterback calls audibles. They read defenses.
No,
not as much as
not,
Brady did.
Yeah, not to that extent, but throughout the majority of the game,
yeah,
you're doing plays that the OC or head coach
and
is
Wilson,
giving
when
you.
When Wilson did an audible, you get interceptions at the goal line to lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's just because Brady is better.
What does that have to do with that?
That he's every quarterback is a system quarterback.
No,
at the
they're
end
not.
Of the day.
Not every quarterback. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't say every quarterback is a system quarterback. Look at what's his name? That was saying that.
So you think Brady could play a whole game just off of audibles or his own plays?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
He did it his whole career.
Yep.
Not entire games.
Yes, he did.
Entire
he would
games.
He would go into huddles. They used to say he would go into huddles and call his own play.
Every single play, the entire game.
Come on. Why do you think he would get mad with his OC sometimes?
No, bro.
Yes.
No.
Yes, Jonathan.
No.
I would say if you're going to say
not
that.
Not on Bill Belichick. Get the fuck out of
if
here.
You're gonna
Brady
say he,
had superior over
if you're gonna
Belichick.
Say, if you're going to say he's a system quarterback, that means he's his own system.
No, he just has higher IQ, which is why he's one of he's a GOAT. When you have higher IQ and you know the game better, like you said, you're reading defenses, but at the end of the day, you're still majority of the time, or at least
he had his own system.
Or at least 50% of the time then, because you're saying Brady's doing this so much.
So
at
he
least,
wasn't a system
at least 50% of the time you're playing, you're calling plays at the OC
so
or the head coaches.
What you're
giving
saying
to
is
you.
Tom Brady is not a system quarterback.
No, he is. Every quarterback is a system quarterback.
No.
So what Tom Brady is a phenomenal quarterback.
What's his
where
name, that's on the Bears?
Justin Fields?
Yeah. Going with the system that they were trying to give him. And he said, it's not working for me. That's not the way I play. So he said,
so they
I'm
going
to do his own thing.
No, they changed
example.
They changed the system. They
I have
changed,
a better example.
He created his system.
Zach Wilson.
So, but he's still you're still running off a system.
Hold on. Zach Wilson. Let's start with Zach Wilson, your prized possession.
I never said that.
Let's just talk about Zach for a moment, please. Let's talk about
Zach,
right?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Zachy boy.
Originally, who was that playbook created for?
Well, Rodgers.
It was created for Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers gets hurt. Zach Wilson struggles the first few games with that playbook. He learns the playbook, and he plays well. He plays better. Or he went to his playbook from last year.
He played well for four games, and now he's shit again. So I guess they went back to Zach Wilson's playbook? Or are they not calling his plays anymore?
But that original playbook that he was trying to run was for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but you said he learned it and he got better.
He either learned it or got better, or they went to Wilson's playbook from last year, and that's why he went on that small run where he played well against the Chiefs.
And then they just decided to throw it out the past two games? Throw it out the window?
but sometimes you can't perform well. It's Zach Wilson.
It's like going to be like that regardless.
Don't matter. Not every quarterback's a system quarterback.
I don't know. I mean, I guess the depends on what you define system quarterback, I guess. Because to me, you're still doing running off a system. Whether you're doing audibles, you're doing your own shit. You're doing your own system. There's still a functionality there where you have to call your own play then. You're still doing your own thing. You're running off of your own system.
Okay.
You're right. A system quarterback. Every quarterback is a system quarterback.
All right, so we have a system right here.
You're just not following the OC and the head coach's system.
Can I make a point?
Go ahead.
We have a system right here, right? A system right set up, right?
Go ahead.
We have a system right here, right?
Right, right.
All right? Let's say you run the show right now. See how it works.
Oh, my God, bro. It'll be the same thing.
It's a system, right? I want to see if you could do it. Tell me. It's a system. Go. I'm apparently a system of this show, so go ahead. I want to see if you could do it.
It'll be the exact same thing.
All right, let's go lead it. Bro, come on.
I can lead it from right here.
No, but that's the main spot. Go.
I can lead it from right here. I'm going to call an audible. I can do whatever I want.
Go put the commercials.
I'll change the system up. Or if
so you're creating your own system.
So you're a system. Not every quarterback's a system. So you just proved the point that not every quarterback is a system quarterback because you cannot run my show your way. Thank you.
I can't run your system, but I'm doing another system. I'm doing something else. I'm doing whether it's your system, my system, his system, her system, they system, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, bro, it's a system at the end of the day. You want to call your own plays? You want to do an audible? You're calling a play, bro. You're still doing a system. You're not following the OC. You're not following the head coach's plays. You're still calling a play. You're still running a play off of the playbook that you and your guys learned.
He's just trying to use our words against us to make himself so seem right.
Yeah. I don't know. What I'm saying is that depending on what you define a system quarterback, every quarterback is a system quarterback. You're running off a system.
So how come Mac Jones hasn't had the same success as Tom Brady?
Because he's not a good. I came to the realization. I don't like that whole. Oh, he's a system quarterback thing. That doesn't make sense. You're either a good quarterback or you're not.
System, though.
You're either a good quarterback.
Belichick system. He should have the same success.
The term what we should be saying is you either have high IQ or you don't. That's what we should be saying. Tom Brady had high IQ.
Tom Brady didn't need a system, is what you're saying. That's what you're saying. Tom Brady did not need a system.
He's calling his own plays. You still have to learn those plays.
He didn't need the system to help him.
He didn't use Belichick's system then.
But he's still doing a system.
But he did not use Belichick's system. Yes or no?
If he did or not, obviously he did at times. Are you kidding me? Like, so after he got better, every single game for the rest of his career, he just
used Belichick's system.
Do you know if he did or no? Do you know if he did?
Must be nice.
Did he use Belichick's
system? I'm going to say yes because he's the head coach.
Saying that Tom Brady is a system quarterback.
And if he ever called an audible, he is doing a play that is learned within the team that Belichick or OC created. And this is the audible that we practiced.
At the end of the day,
that is a system still. This is each of the plays you're going to call if you read the defense. Matter. You're still learning this shit.
Here. I could be standing here. It could be 2-on-2.
Bro.
We could be playing a game and I could say, oh shit, Jimmy, Jonathan's not ready for a throw. We're going to run the ball. That was my decision. That wasn't my OC.
But you have to call a play. You can't just say, I'm going to run a ball. In football, it's more than that. You have to call a play.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
That the whole team practices that was given by the OC or the head coach. And that's the audible,
you're welcome,
a
Jimmy.
Play.
All right, let Jimmy talk.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
I was going to say, you're both right. You're both right in a sense. It depends on the quarterback, too. If the quarterback's been in the league for that long and they have their own system and the head coach allows that set to go through, then yes. But if you've been in the league for only 2 to 3 years, you're going by the system. Especially like with Russell Wilson, you're the new head coach. So you have to go by their system because they also have a new OC as well over there. So you have to go by the OC and the head coach. But now you're by the Tom Brady thing. Tom Brady at first, had to go by the system. But then after a while, Belichick gave him the reins. So you're both right in the system. Like if I could, like back and also the like.
But he's still going by his system. This place.
Yeah, but he's going by his own system. What we're saying is,
it's a system quarterback. No, hold on. You're still doing your own system.
You're changing the whole thing.
No, I'm not.
What we said is,
I'm not.
Russell Wilson is a system quarterback. Correct. Which meaning that he cannot run under his own system.
Right now he can't.
He has to run under a head coach that creates a system.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot.
Tom Brady
is his own system. So when we're saying that Russell Wilson, when we were talking about the Russell Wilson situation, we said that he's a system quarterback, meaning that he cannot run by himself. He cannot run a offensive line by himself, offensive wide receivers, play calls, anything by himself.
But he's still trying to do his own system. At the end of the day, that's still
his system didn't work.
Okay, that's great. But at the end of the day,
he's not a system quarterback by the organization.
But you know what what I'm trying to get at is that term doesn't seem correct, because at the end of the day, they're all system. You're doing a system. You're running off of a system.
Yeah, but when we were talking about Russell Wilson, we said that he's a system quarterback.
To me,
and he cannot run his own.
Yeah, he
team.
Can't. He can't have success on his own. He needs a system.
So the
system.
To me, it's not that he's not that he's a system quarterback. It's that he doesn't have the high enough IQ like Brady does or Rodgers does. That's where the distinction comes in for me. It's either you have high IQ or you don't.
I think it's snowballed. So when we coming into this last season, when we were talking about Russell Wilson, we said he's a system quarterback. Meaning he cannot run plays on his own. He needs a head coach, an offensive coordinator to run plays for him, because he went over there thinking he was able to run that team, and obviously he couldn't. They got a head coach in. Me and Doug said that now he has a system to work with.
But how do we how do we know if he was calling his own shit? Was this said ever? Did he say this, or was this ever said?
We all know he was running that team.
We cannot assume, though. We cannot assume.
You can tell, though.
You can tell the difference between last year
and this
year. How do
we tell? You know what I could tell the difference between last year and this year? That you had a rookie head coach, and now you have a seasoned veteran head coach.
And who you think's going to run that system?
So
who's going to run that offense? A rookie head coach or a guy that's been in the league for, 10 years?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Until that comes out and someone says that, I'm going to assume that he was going off of the plays. Just like I'm going to assume that Brady was going off of these plays.
No, Brady was his own system. He was doing his own thing out there. There were times where they had a interview and they said Brady acted like his headset wasn't working so he can call his own play.
Then he's running off but he's still doing plays.
Yeah, he's not a system quarterback.
Meaning Brady does not need a head coach to tell him, or an offensive coordinator to tell him the correct play to do. You have to remember, obviously there are routes. Every team has routes. They're all the same routes, just named differently.
But you know what you're defining? A guy that has high IQ and a guy that doesn't have as high enough IQ.
Tom Brady did the same thing in Tampa. Went to the Super Bowl his first year.
Because he has
a totally new system.
Because he has high IQ, so he can do that. Russell Wilson doesn't. And he also doesn't have.
So you're saying Russell Wilson's dumb.
I think Russell Wilson's dumb. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he doesn't have a high enough IQ. Like with basketball, when people talk about LeBron James, more than anything else, people talk about his IQ. How smart he is, how he can decipher what the next play is going to be. He can tell somebody, yo, make sure you're on this spot right here, because I need you to be on here, because this guy has this tendency to do this. That's how Brady is.
All right.
But you're still calling plays that is practiced by a whole team, and you have to form a system to do that.
All right.
Whether it's his system, the head coach's system, whatever the fuck.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's snowballed, because what me and Doug were saying is that Russell Wilson is a system quarterback. He needs a coach and an offensive coordinator to tell him what to do.
Tom Brady did it.
So he just doesn't have high IQ.
No, he needs
a system
from somebody else to tell him what to do. Brady did not need that system from somebody
else. Because he doesn't have the IQ to do that. He doesn't have the smarts to do that.
He needs a system.
Yeah, he needed what Russell Wilson needed is a system in place to be like, this is the play you're gonna do, pass it here. What Tom Brady did was you might have told him the system and he was like, I don't need to do that. This is what's better. Let's do this instead. And it worked every year for him.
Not every year, but yeah.
Just about every year.
All right, before we go, boys, let's throw in some predictions. Could be any sport. Could be any team, any game. David, let's start with you before we head out.
The New England. I don't know. I think Zach LaVine's getting traded. A lot of people are saying the Lakers. I don't really think he's going to the Lakers. I don't think the Lakers want him. If he's going to go anywhere, I wouldn't be surprised if the Miami Heat try and pick him up, because they've been trying to pick up players for the longest.
Yeah.
They need somebody. Yeah, they need another star there.
I think Zach LaVine, if he leaves, he's probably going to Miami.
Zach LaVine to Miami. Jonathan?
I don't know.
You got to throw something in there. Ugh. Could be a throwback Thursday for all we know in a few months.
All right, Clippers turn it around.
I don't think it's gonna work.
Wait, a 6-game losing streak, right?
Yeah.
Shout
out to James. Or one and five or something.
Well, it was a hot take for a reason. Yeah, they're 0-5, mm-hmm. I think.
I think they're 0-6, and then the Sixers went on a 6-game winning streak after Harden left.
But for example, the other night they lost to the Nuggets. They're not getting blown out either. They're on a 6-game losing streak. But like the other night against the Nuggets, 111-108, they lost by 3 points. And that game could have little play calls here and there that could have minor adjustments. They're gonna get this shit together. And what James Harden said was like, "Yo, once we get this, what we got here right, it's gonna be scary hours." And I think that's true. Once they fix those minor adjustments, they're not getting blown out either. They don't look horrible.
All right, Jimmy, what you got?
They will go back to football. I think with Deshaun Watson out, I don't know if the Browns make the playoffs this year.
Even though it's scary
defense, I think you still need a quarterback to put up points.
We have some breaking news from Dave. Developing
news.
Hmm.
The Cubs are preparing a very lucrative offer for Shohei Ohtani, trying to bring him to the Windy City.
I believe that. I think
the Cubs?
He'll be a Cub. So my prediction is this. Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
End up trading away Tyler Glasnow to the Philadelphia Phillies.
He wanted to say the Yankees, but he doesn't want to say the Yankees.
No, we wouldn't make a trade like that. I see Glasnow on the move.
For who?
I don't know, but he'll be on the move.
Mm.
If the Phillies lose Nola, then look for them to get a guy like Glasnow. All right, as always, thank you for being a part of Dougie and the Boys, the Doug Serrato Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
And when's the next episode for Unsolicited Role Models?
I should be dropping it this Sunday, cause we just recorded last night. So.
Yeah, just last night.
Yep.
Nice. And I know you had my boss on the show.
Yes.
So when will you have the host of Dougie and the Boys on the show?
Never.
Never. Okay.
Never.
All right. We will see you guys.
He's arguing with me.
All right. So
we run a different system over there.
So we
you might not know that system.
So we do have something complicated to talk about right now. When do we come back? Next week is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, next week's Thanksgiving. Well, we were talking about a Thanksgiving special for some of the games if we can all just get online.
Virtual.
Yeah.
Virtual. So we might be able to do like a 30-minute special.
That's something we all have discussed and everything about. Like,
yeah,
our time,
we'll see how
everything.
The day's going, but we might
yeah,
pop
we'll
up
figure
for a
something
little special.
Out. If we don't,
all are going to eat at a different time because I think usually
yeah, we'll figure something
time.
Out. If we don't do one next week, we wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And if we don't do one next week, we'll have the week off for the holiday. I'll talk to corporate about that and see what they could do, giving us a day off.
We should be back in December if not, because I mean, there's not really any holidays coming up, so. even if we could get some virtual, even if one or two guys have to go virtual, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think if we, I mean, I should be good Thanksgiving Day for a good 30-minute special. I'll probably be either home or at my parents, so.
Yeah, we'll shoot for Thanksgiving.
I'll be my brothers. I just don't know what time.
Yeah.
If not, we'll probably be back the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give a prediction. If one of the games started, maybe we could predict the next game.
Yeah.
We'll figure something
out. Talk about how the games are going. How we're getting beat up in fantasy.
And today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans. It's a great day for Las Vegas, as the A's have been approved to go to Las Vegas.
Yep. Unanimous.
And,
more money.
And the future MLB All-Star Game locations are in Texas next year, Atlanta in 2025, and Philly 2026.
All right, so we're out to Philly?
Maybe we can.
We'll see.
All right, we'll see everybody next week. Have a great holiday. Happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy your football games. Let's go. And if
you guys don't see us next, well, you're not going to see me after Thanksgiving, but November 26th, baby, birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to David Mendoza. That's right. We're celebrating his birthday now.
Oh, my God.
We can celebrate when we come back.
That's true.
No, let's see if we have a birthday song on here.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
That's all I'm thinking of, too.
Got greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
Doug, you got some birthday cake for Doug? I mean, for David?
What, you want something?
Nah.
Hey, it's called Lick My...
Yo!
Hey, yo! And there goes the show.
We'll see you
goodbye.
Guys.
Good night.
You hang around.
Oh, by the way, big shout out to Gabriel Jarena. 5-0, 4 knockouts. Last fight this past Saturday at the Robert Treat Hotel.
Yeah, it was a really good fight.
Third round,
good fight.
Stoppage. So he got the knockout for that fight.
Some body shots.
Undefeated.
See you guys next time.
You can hear him in the back.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.